Welcome to another episode of the Cook, Eat, Nourish podcast with me, Fiona Staunton of Fiona's Food for Life. Today, I'm chatting with Dave Hurley from Dave Hurley Fitness, where we're talking about resistance band training and how we can get fit in our homes and toned and increase our muscle mass and help our joints and age well by using these resistance bands and doing these classes. So I do hope you enjoy this episode and make sure you listen to the end to find his three top tips to help improve your health. So welcome, Dave. Would you mind introducing yourself to my audience?
Sure. Thanks, Fiona. Delighted to be here. So my name is Dave Hurley and I'm an online fitness coach. And I specialize using resistance bands.
Okay, so resistance bands, that's something a little bit different. What are resistance bands?
Okay, so they come in various shapes and sizes and different strengths. But I suppose I'll bring it back, I guess, to when I first picked up a resistance band myself, which was back in the year 2009. So prior to 2009, I would have been your typical gym goer, using, you know, weights and so on and so forth, doing my resistance training that way, making all the usual mistakes that people make and so on and so forth. But I was looking for something different, something to challenge myself with, something I guess that would be more low impact because, you know, as you get older, things don't function the same way. And the resistance bands, for me, seem like an ideal option. So I would go as far as saying that the change for me was profound. That's how different it was for me. So the resistance bands are made of, you know, like, I suppose you could imagine like a latex, like a rubber band. And they come in various types, like you have ones that you can attach to your door with an anchor, or you have ones that you can literally hold in your hand yourself. Now I use both. So if I'm working with a client on a one-to-one, generally they use the ones that you anchor to a door or a wall, depending on how your setup is home. And if you're doing a group class with me, I usually use the loose bands, the ones that you can, they're not attached to anything, you just hold them in your hand.
And you say the difference was profound. What was the difference? Describe to us.
Okay, so if you can imagine, like, if you're using weights in the gym, you're lifting a heavy weight, depending on what your own capabilities, right? But what you're getting, well, for me anyway, lifting weights, there's a lot more soreness afterwards, right? And we all like to feel a little bit sore, but just not too sore, right? And obviously, your risk of injury is a lot higher as well using those weights, especially if you're not using them correctly. And unfortunately, most people do not use weights correctly. But with a resistance band, you're stretching the muscles. If you can just imagine, you're stretching through the exercise. So firstly, the band will hit much more muscle groups in one go than what a weight will do. So for me, the experience is almost full body. And it's a stretch and tone of the muscles. So if you think about lifting a weight, and as you're lifting the weight up, it's difficult. But the higher up you go with it, the more manageable it becomes. But with a resistance band, it's like time under tension. So the more you lift it up towards the body, the tension is there constantly. And when you're releasing the band back down again, you've got the same element of tension there. So you're constantly keeping your muscle under tension. You're getting that really good stretch. And what that brings then is great flexibility.
Okay.
And flexibility, right, in particular, as we age, is going to be your best friend, because it'll allow you to perform all those everyday tasks, the hobbies, the chores around the house, because you're much more agile. You can move about a lot easier. So that's very, very important as we get older.
Okay. And Dave, can you tell me about your own fitness journey, how you got here?
Well, sure. Yeah, it's an interesting story. It goes back quite a long way. So I suppose what I should firstly say is that I'm 50 years young, right? So I've been around a while. So I understand, I guess, what it's like living through all those various decades. I suppose fitness was always in my life from a very young age. From the age of 12, I did martial arts. I did that for quite a few years and I loved it. And then I was your typical gym goer after that, in and out of various gyms. And back in the 80s, of course, it was the kind of Rocky style gyms, you know, that real raw gym. And it was great and everything. But look, I dipped in and out of it over the years. I suppose, like anyone else, life got in the way. When I was getting close to 30, I opened up my own business in print and design, and I got married, had a mortgage. So all those things happened all in around the age of 30. And I suppose I kind of pushed fitness to the side. And dare I say, let myself go a little bit, just focused on driving the business on and getting on with life. And slowly but surely over the next 2 years, I started noticing I was putting on a little bit of weight, you know, and I wasn't liking it. And because for my younger years, my problem was I couldn't put on weight at all when I was in my 20s. And I was conscious of that as well, of course, at the time. But so I decided I better cop myself on and get myself back into fitness. And that's exactly what I did. So I got back into gym membership, started going to the gym, out and about walking and so on and so forth. And slowly but surely, I fell back in love with fitness again. And I promised myself then I was going to keep this going and be consistent with it. But I suppose we're now getting close to 40. And what happened next for me was my son Dylan was born. So I was 42 when Dylan was born. And I remember telling myself, you know what? When Dylan is a teenage boy, now I want to be in really good physical health to be able to do all those fun things with him. So I decided I was going to up my game. So we're getting close. That was 2007. So come 2009, that's the year then when that profound change came and I started using the bands. So I'm using these bands, okay, like my own trainer. I'm training away with them. I'm learning. I'm still not even thinking about teaching now, okay? So I'm just learning for me to be the fittest, best version of myself. And every so often, I would speak to one of my clients or friends and they'd say, you know what, Dave? I think you'd be good at doing this. I think you'd be great for teaching people. Because in my other business, you know, that I was involved with for 20 odd years at this stage, I love meeting people and helping people anyway, and just engaging with people and having conversations. So for me, it was all about relationship. So that seed was planted in my mind. And I said to myself, why not? Why don't I go away now? I'm kind of nearly 7 years in now with these bands. I know everything about these bands. It's almost part of who I am. Why don't I go away and validate everything that I've learned? So I went away and I qualified as a personal trainer, gym instructor and nutritionist. And I qualified with a distinction, which I was very proud of at the time. So that brings me right into 2016. So that's when I officially became a qualified personal trainer.
Yeah.
And that's how I got there.
Okay. And now many people have probably picked up the accent at this stage that you are based in, well, you're from Cork and you're based in Cork, but a lot of your clients aren't necessarily in Cork. So how do you manage that?
Okay. So initially, obviously, when I started teaching, I was just based in Cork. I had my own gym. So my demographic was always going to be kind of in the locality of where that gym was positioned, which is fine at the time. But I did have a bigger picture in mind for myself. I suppose, if I'm being honest about it, I really, really felt that there was a need to educate as many people as possible on these resistance bands. But I was kind of thinking, how am I going to do it? There's only going to be so many people come to my gym here in Cork, and what about the rest of the country? And the thoughts of having to look at setting up gyms in various locations was a bit overwhelming at the time, you know, but I wasn't ruling it out either, by the way, you know, because look, I really, really wanted to be the foremost known person in Ireland for these resistance bands, because I really, really felt they were that special. But I suppose the main focus at the time was to build up the gym that I was working out of. So we're kind of in 2016 now, right? So roll on 2 years later, this was a gym where it was just all one-to-one consultations. There was no group classes. It wasn't a commercial gym you could just walk into. You had to book by appointment only. And I worked that gym for 2 years while I was still running my other business at the time. And the gym was getting busier and so on and so forth. And I suppose we got to 2018 and I knew it was time to start making some decisions. So the first decision I made was to leave my business, my print and design business, because I wanted to put all my energies into fitness. And then the second decision I made was because I had 2 years done and I was kind of at this stage more or less on my own in the gym, but I was working a lot of hours late into the evening time. I just felt I needed to change something. So I decided then to close the gym and just take a step back. Like, I'd left my business, closed my gym, and I said, okay, so where am I going to go to next? So I had obviously built a really good relationship up with a lot of my one-to-one clients that had been coming to me over those 2 years. And I suppose we were in 2019 at this stage. I'm thinking, so what happens next now with Dave Hurley Fitness? So I spoke to my clients about it, and I decided I'd take them to my own facility, at my own gym at the time. So the clients that I had a really good relationship came, and they worked with me here for that year of 2019. But I suppose where the big change comes now is when we hit 2020 and COVID arrives. Now, at the time, nobody knew how long COVID was going to last. But for me, it presented a very interesting opportunity because I never really wanted to grow a fitness business where I lived. I obviously wanted to bring my fitness to as many people as possible, but I never knew how I was going to do it prior to COVID. But once COVID kicked in and we were all locked in and we had no option, I decided to go online. And for me, it was the best decision I ever made. How I started initially was the clients that had been with me in my gym, who had supported me when I left my gym, I decided to bring them online as a group on their own, just to say, you know, thank you for supporting me. And let's just see how we can keep ourselves going over the coming weeks. I say weeks because I thought it was going to be weeks at the time. Yes, I think it turned out to be like 3 or 4 months, the first lockdown. But I really, really got a really good feeling about the Zoom classes that I was doing with them. And I said to myself, you know, there's definitely something here. So I asked my clients for feedback when, you know, and they said to me, look, this is brilliant. And in fact, look, if this happens again, more than happy to go on Zoom with you, whether it's one-to-one or a group class. And of course, we want to pay you this time for it, because I offered my service to them for free as a thank you at the time. And so I did just that. And then we're kind of getting right into the middle of 2020 at this stage. And I said, okay, so what's the next step for Dave Hurley? And the next step for Dave Hurley was to get back out there and network and meet people from various locations in Ireland. And I did that by becoming part of an online platform on Zoom. And I decided to be Dave Hurley Fitness on that platform. And here I am. So I met all kinds of people on this platform because everybody was on Zoom at the time. And, you know, I suppose the age demographic coincidentally happened to be a lot of 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds and 60-year-olds. So they were all in the same kind of zone as myself. So I suppose for me, I've always had a much bigger interest in training older people. And the reason I say that, Fiona, is that when I used to go to the gyms when I was much younger, and I'd be doing my workout on my own, and I'd see someone come in maybe in their 40s or 50s, who to me at the time were ancient, right? Because I was like in my 20s. I'd look at them and they'd always seem overwhelmed or didn't felt out of place and nobody would help them or anything. So they actually felt uncomfortable. And I remember watching these people working out and the tendency to go and help them was there. I'd always feel like I'd love to go over and show them how to do that properly, but you didn't want to kind of interfere. And I suppose I didn't even realize it back then, but I probably always had it in me to want to teach people how to exercise properly. So for me, my preference client is 40 plus.
Okay. And Dave, when I'd have had injuries and the physio would have given me exercises to do with resistant bands, these are the same type of bands that you're speaking about, is that correct?
Absolutely. So resistance bands, they have a prehabilitation element to them so they can prevent injury. Mm-hmm. And then the rehabilitation element where, you know, you have an injury, so the resistance bands with certain stretches will actually help improve the injury and mend it for you. What happens a lot of times, I've spoken to many physios about this, is that people go to physios for an injury and they get treated and then they're given exercises to do when they go away. The reason they don't recover properly from the injuries, they don't do the exercises. Mm. And the exercises with those resistance bands is every bit, if not more important than the actual treatment they got on the day they went to the physio. So I'm always saying this about the resistance bands, you know, for someone that had been into true martial arts and everything, like you can underestimate the power of the band for rehabilitating you. And that's why they're suitable, whether you're really young. So if you've got a young boy or girl in the family, they're like 10, 12, they're usable for them. Or if you're in your 70s, you can use them as well. I always say my oldest client at the moment is 76, you know, and he's been using those bands for the last couple of years, and he's just blown away about what he's able to do with them. So yes, you're correct. Like the resistance bands are prehabilitation and rehabilitation. And for people who are athletes, they're like primers. So people that use, like rugby players, for example, going to gyms, lifting heavy weights, using the resistance bands are primers to prime the muscles, the smaller muscle groups, to get them ready and prepped for the bigger lifts that they're going to do. So there's multiple uses for them.
So really, I suppose when we're speaking about, as you know, I would do a lot of work with in terms of menopause and being induced menopause myself, that it's really about working those joints and doing your resistance training. But you're offering something that you don't maybe have to go into the gym with other people. You can do this at home and you run live classes. Is that correct?
That's correct. So firstly, my classes are 30 minutes. And, you know, when you do a 30 minute session with Dave Hurley, you know it's enough, right? But yeah, it's 30 minutes and it's all to do with time efficiency as well. You see, one of the biggest barriers, Fiona, to people working out is time. Oh, yep. The thought of getting in my car now and driving to the gym. Then you get to the gym, you're waiting to use the equipment. Then there's the privacy element of it as well. Of course, who's going to see you in the gym? You might be self-conscious about how you look at the time. So imagine being able to be in your own home, your office, your hotel room, because remember, the band is like a gym in your hand. You can roll it up, put in your pockets, into your carrier case, and bring it with you. So clients would work out with me online live from hotel rooms, from their bedrooms, from their kitchens, from their living rooms, and so on and so forth, right? So they're 30 minutes long, and that is a key sell with the classes online, and they're live, so I'm with you, right? So yes, my training is intuitive. So if I'm doing a one-to-one with somebody, depending on how they feel that morning, that evening or that afternoon, I can tell just by talking with someone like where their mind's at and what energy levels they have. So the session will be tailored then to suit how they are feeling on that particular day. And because I've used the bands for my 16th year, I really understand. I feel like they're part of my body at this stage. I know what it's like to be put into certain positions with those bands and how to be held in certain holes and that level of burn you might feel. So I have empathy with my clients because I understand what they're feeling in that moment. And also because I am someone in their 50s, it's not like I'm there in my 20s doing all these exercises and someone's saying, well, sure, it's fine for you, Dave. You know, you're really a young one. No, I'm actually 58. So I know what it's like to feel that age, right? So that's something that becomes very, very relatable for clients. When I speak with my clients, you know, for the first time and they learn that I will share my age with them because I really feel it makes them more comfortable with me. You know, so I had a client recently, she was 62 and she says, oh, it's okay, it's fine for you. And I said, what do you mean? I said, so I'm only like 4 years younger than you. And she goes, oh, right. You know, and straight away I could feel she starts to relax straight away around me, you know, because that is a very important part of, you know, training someone. You know, that you're relatable to them and you understand, you know. And whether you're a first timer, like I have clients who have never stepped inside a gym in their lives, ever. People who have had all kinds of injuries, been in car accidents, all kinds of stuff. And I suppose bringing it to what you do yourself, Fiona, and something I've learned loads about in the last couple of years, and I have a much, much better understanding of now is women in menopause. A lot of my female clients are women in their late 40s, mid 50s, right up to my age, 58, 59. And they share the stories and their experiences with me. And they tell me how it's been for them when they started working out with me, the change they felt themselves, the confidence they got from it, how they felt more grounded, they felt stronger. It's kind of like one client said, you know, we all talk about weight, loss, you know, this famous weight loss, the gyms that promise you all the weight loss and everything. But for me, yes, I mean, it's one element of it, but, you know, it's actually fat loss is what you really need to focus on, because people are losing weight, but they're losing muscle, right? And the key to it, particularly for women in menopause, is to mind their muscle, to maintain lean muscle mass, because what does it do? Well, it protects your joints. You know, as you know, bone density loss is a big issue with menopause, as is muscle depletion. Now, whether you're in menopause or not, you're getting muscle depletion from 40 plus anyway. So if you can really mind your muscle, the fat will take care of itself, because your muscle requires far more calories to sustain it in your body. So even as I'm sitting here speaking with you right now, I'm burning calories, because my metabolism is much higher because of my muscle mass in my body, right? So that should be the focus. You also then have that joint protection. You hear about people when they're older, they fall, they break their hips and so on and so forth. It's because they've got so little muscle left in their body. They break bones so easy. And when you break bones when you're older, it's a serious issue, you know? So I just teach my clients like to focus on body shape change, rather than focusing on a number on a scales, people jumping up and down the scales 3 or 4 times a day. It's an awful thing to do.
No, You know, Dave, when I was, so I was 45 with induced menopause, and when the medication hit me and the estrogen just dropped, I couldn't actually walk from the sofa to the kitchen, to the kettle, to put on the kettle without holding on to something. The joint pain was so bad. So I suppose for me, that now thankfully has eased, but it really is a red flag, you know, to make sure that you have that flexibility and that muscle strength, so that when you are that 100-year-old person like the estrogen I have, you know, you are able to move that little bit more. So it is, you know, I definitely was able to. Yeah, it hit me with the induced menopause to see how bad it could be. So working on that movement and flexibility, I think, is so important.
Well, absolutely, absolutely critical, you know. But yet so many people don't know about it, Fiona, and that's the frustrating part about it, you know. I mean, I was looking at the Irish Life Health Survey they did recently there, you know, on the state of our nation's health and well-being. It's terrible, like it's on the decline. Over the last 5 years, it's actually worse. We're getting like we're really on target for being right up there for obesity by 2030. And you know, like it doesn't have to be difficult, right? Look, sometimes the hardest part of exercise is making a decision to do it. But yeah, if you can do it with someone that's going to mind you, that's the key, and teach you how to do it properly. And I suppose bring that little bit of motivation that's needed, you know. Oh, I've got Dave Hurley tomorrow, you know, or, you know, like if you're training with me twice a week, look, I'm only going to be able to do so much for someone with 2 30-minute sessions a week, but it's not just about me and what I can do. It's the changes that you will make away from me. So, you know, I'm going to help you think differently about how you exercise, how you go for your walk. You might go for a swim or a cycle and all the other little things that you can do that can help your physical strength and your mental strength as well. Because I asked a client once, Linda, you know, so if you were to summarize for me, you know, you're with me a while now, what's the one profound change? And she sat there and she paused for a while and then she says, mental and physical strength. That's how I can summarize my resistance band training with you, Dave. Yes, I've got improved circulation. Yes, I've got better balance, got better coordination. My energy levels are far better. I sleep better. When all those things are happening, you just feel like a whole different person, don't you?
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't it wonderful to see that change in someone? You know, I mean, I do get a real buzz out of that. I guess my challenge, of course, I'm one person, is where do I go from here, right? And I love one-to-one, I love relationship development with my clients, but if I want to teach as many people as possible how to use these resistance bands and appeal to a wider audience, I can't do it through one-to-one anymore. So I'm bringing it through group classes, and that's how I'm going to do it for 2024. Been doing group classes now for all of last year, and it's gone really, really well for me. There were mixed classes. And what's great about the class, and it's a testimony to how versatile resistance bands are, in my group class, both men and women, there are people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, all working out together on Zoom. And what I say to them all is, you do what's best for you. As long as you're finished with your 30 minutes, you feel you did enough, and you feel great, and you feel like you've really used up all of your energy, it doesn't matter whether the person in another county was doing much more than you, as long as you're happy with what you did for you. I obviously do a kind of a tuition first. So when someone's coming into the class in my group at the moment, I do a class tuition with them first, and I teach them how to use the bands.
So kind of like an onboarding thing, so you know.
Yeah, so that they're not going into this class daunted, wondering what's going to happen. They know exactly what's going to happen. And I give them a few tips as well. So some people might have challenges, you know, injuries. You can bring a chair into the class with you if you want to. There's a work around every exercise. I can work those on the chair I'm sitting on right now and do all those exercises that I could do standing up as well. So there's kind of no excuse really for not working out. You just have to find what's suitable for you. And I've said it so many times over the years, and I bring myself into this. I want to train in a way that's sustainable for me for the future, so I keep going. And, you know,
that sounds brilliant. And before we jump, have a quick look at the course that you have coming up. And of course, your top three tips. I'd just like to touch briefly on the fertility side of things, because I understand you're doing some work with this area as well.
I am indeed, yes. I partnered up with Sims IVF Clinic. They're, as you know, they're based up in Dublin, and they've got a few satellite places around Ireland as well, and they're based out in Cork here actually as well. And that's something I'm really, really delighted to be part of. And yet again, another huge eye-opener for me. I recently attended an event in Dublin last week, and it was really based around taking the stigma out of IVF treatment. And it was wonderful to listen to Clara, who was one of their clients, who told her own story about going through IVF and the stigma that she had to face into. And just listening to the medical experts tell us, you know, how things are and where they want to see things going to. And I suppose the important role that fitness and diet will play in your life as well, with couples trying to conceive. So I suppose what Sims are trying to do is bring a more holistic approach to it, you know, offer psychology help to people, have someone there for fitness, have someone there for nutrition and so on and so forth, so that, you know, when you're going through the process, which is daunting enough, you've got all the added support. So what I'm doing with them, I've done a series of videos and blogs based around fertility and all of the benefits that come through proper diet and proper exercising. Look, there's no guarantees. I mean, obviously, even going to IVF, there's no guarantee, but it all helps. You know, if you're obese, you've got less chance of conceiving than you do if you're not obese, you know, and so on and so forth. And if you've got your diet in order, you just got to give yourself the best possible chance. And I've spoken to clients and people since, you know, it's amazing when you speak about something, you're part of how people will open up to you. And the amount of women that have told me, even clients of mine, who said, you know what, my two children are IVF children, you know, and like, it's unbelievable when they tell you the story. And for some of them, because it happened quite a while back, they didn't have the support that's available to them there now. And, you know, this particular lady said, geez, Dave, I'm trained. You know, I wish I had you in my life back then, because I feel like I could have got through it easier, you know, because it was a very, very tough time for me at the time. So, yes, that's a completely different area for me now. And I'm looking forward to growing with Sims in the coming years and learning more and more about all of the challenges that people are facing with IVF.
Great, that sounds very interesting. But you have a new course starting up in March 2024. What is that one about? The 12-week course.
The 12-week course. Well, this is something I've been thinking about for ages, and it's been encouraged by my female clients. Dave Hurley, you need to do a menopause class where there's just women only in the class. And I said, okay, if I'm going to do this class, this can't be a class just about fitness. It has to be a lot more than just that. So yes, the class I'm proposing from March will be a 12-week customized menopause program, where there'll be an offering of either two 30-minute classes a week or three 30-minute classes a week. But along the way, throughout those 12 weeks, there will also be providing a menopause expert, where there'll be a Q&A, so there'll be questions and answers, you know, so all the women in that class will have an opportunity to ask questions to someone who specializes in menopause and can answer all of their concerns, hopefully for them. And then also to have someone speak to them about diet and food and all things cooking. Do you know anyone there, Fiona? That's what I'm proposing, because I want it to be a robust program where at the end of the 12 weeks, firstly, the people on the course will have learned a lot about how to use these resistance bands, right? That's my own personal goal, that they're going to feel very confident and comfortable using those bands, and they continue using those bands on their own, with possibly the option of having a subscription to my own website, daveharleyfitness.com, where they can log in and get access to recorded videos so they can check in and make sure they're doing the exercises correctly. And, you know, they can just bring themselves through a session on their own and, you know, in their own time at home, without having to be stuck to a specific time that the live classes are on. And of course, they're welcome to come back into the live class, because these will continue with new courses throughout the year. So if someone feels, well, you know, I want to keep going live, and then they can keep going live, of course. But that's what I'm really excited about bringing forward now for 2024, because I think that it's about time women who have enough to be dealing with all of these struggles and problems that they're facing with menopause, not to have someone mind them and educate them and get them out the other side feeling a lot better in themselves, hopefully. And if I can do my bit there, I'm going to feel a whole lot better, you know?
Fantastic. We'll pop the details of that in the show notes below. And before we finish up, Dave, I always like to ask my guests the three top tips that you could help improve one's health. What would your three top tips be?
Okay, so I'm kind of basing mine, I'm kind of reflecting on the Irish Life Health Survey of 2023. Okay, so my tips are based around that. So number one, prioritize regular exercise. So combat the health decline by integrating resistance training into your routine, improving both physical and mental health. So that's my first tip.
Lovely.
The second tip, adopt a balanced diet. So support your fitness goals with a nutrient-rich diet, which is crucial for energy and overall well-being. And finally, manage stress and foster social connections. So we must address the rising levels of stress and loneliness by building supportive communities and engaging in mindful practices. So these insights for me underscore the importance of a holistic approach to health and fitness, particularly in the light of concerning trends. So there are my three tips.
So prioritize regular exercise, adopt a balanced diet, and manage stress and foster social connections. I think that's really practical tips that the people can implement. So if people want to find you, where is the best place for them to find you?
You can check me out on www.daveharleyfitness.com. There are client video testimonies up there. There's a video of myself. There's a lot of information on the site, actually, about menopause and the benefits of resistance band training. So it's all there for you to check out.
Brilliant. And is there anything you would like to add before we finish up today, Dave?
No, just thank you so much for inviting me on today. I will say it's my very first podcast ever. So hopefully the beginning of many more.
Brilliant. So thank you so much.
And thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to today's podcast on Cook, Eat, Nourish with me, Fiona Staunton of Fiona's Food for Life. I'd really appreciate if you would subscribe, rate and review the podcast to help spread the word. And if you pop over to my website, fionasfoodforlife.ie, you'll find lots of recipes, videos, inspiration and upcoming courses. Thanks a million.